Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
I'm so thrilled and I'm so thankful to be in San Diego. You have such a beautiful city and area. And of course, this is not San Diego. This is like Carlsberg. That sounds like a beer. Carlsberg. That's why you're always such a good mood. I remember about 5 years ago, I met Jürgen and Leanne Matthesis? Just Jürgen. And he told me about a dream he had. He had like a city location, a north campus. He said to me, Leo, in some years we will have a south campus and an east campus. And now coming, you have now a north, central, south, and east. You have an amazing, what are you doing? Wow. And Jürgen and Leanne are outstanding preachers, teachers, friend of mine. And sometimes when you are in a church, you can take things for granted. But you have really people that love Christ, they love the local church, and they do everything what they can do. That this church is vibrant and growing and still for you very, very personal. Let's give you leaders, all you volunteers, a big hand in the church. Thank you so much for everything what you do. Guitar, bass. So, usually people ask me three questions. Who are you? Yes, some people say, I look like Sting. The musician Sting. Yeah, to be honest, I started my ministry as a worship leader. That's why Sting and me, we could be same level. Some people saying, you are Kiefer Sutherland. The guy from the 24. Yeah, why not? But what will happen if I am just Leo, bigger? I'm just a pastor from Switzerland, and of course, I'm a good-looking one. Yeah, people ask me all the time, why do you have such a big ring? Yeah, look. Sorry, I have to just to say, sorry, I already have one wife and two kids. If you are, maybe you're recognizing my English is... Perfect, yeah, it's perfect. I was waiting for that moment. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I'm back, yeah. And if you don't understand my English, please rely on the Holy Spirit. He will translate everything on a proper way. You know, today my message is be blessed. Can you say to your neighbor, neighbor, you are blessed. Kick it, push it, blessed. You know why you're blessed? Because your life is like a seed. Your life is like a seed, but sometimes it's so hard to embrace, to say yes to the way God has formed and shaped you. In the early years when I started my ministry, I was not sure about myself, how should I preach and teach and act and lead. And my biggest role model was Reinhard Bonnke. Do you know Reinhard Bonnke? He's a guy from Germany, but he acts like a guy from South America. He has too much emotions for a German guy. And he preaches like this, in the mighty name of Jesus, always like this, like boom, boom, boom. And I started to preach like that in the early years. We were about 50 people like this. Bam! Turn up! Burn! And the next Sunday, we grew from 50 people to 40. People said to me, why do you yell at us? Why do you scream all the time? Be friendly. We are not a church of 1,000 people, just 50 small flipping Swiss people. Then I changed my preaching style. There was another guy from Germany, more a very, very relaxed style. And this is the style of that preacher. Hello. Wow, I'm speechless. Hey, I think you need Jesus. You know, God loves you. He loves you, really. I know it's hard to believe, but He loves you, really. And I would love to pray with you. And I know the altar call is hard, but can I just give me. Let's go. Like this. Are you feel comfortable? I don't want to push you. I want to be nice. You know, this was my, look at this, like my style. Hand in hand, Mr. Thank you so much. And people said to me, I don't like your new style. It's too sweet. It's too harsh. And God spoke to me and said to me, why are not just Leo? If you are not the you, who is then the you? I said, I don't understand the sentence. If you are not the you, who is then the you? With other words, you have to understand your life is like a seed. And there is everything in the seed what it takes to change a nation, your family, your own life, your school, San Diego. Everything is in the seed. Point number one, everything starts as a seed. Everything starts as a seed. About 21 years ago, I started my ministry or being a pastor, preacher. And here's a picture about 21 years ago. Ah, my goodness. Woohoo! I'm holding my microphone like this. Hey. You here for the first time? You see it? Hello! Jesus loves you. Yeah, I started very, very simple, very edgy, very fresh. And here's the thing. I had a dream in my heart to plant a new kind of a church. God gave me a calling for Europe. He said, Leo, change Europe. Start planting churches in Europe. The thing is, I had to embrace my story. I had to embrace the calling of God. Everything starts super small, like a seed. 21 years later, I show you a clip. What happens if you are faithful? You stay, and here is the message.
Pastor Leo and Susanna Bigger are the senior pastors of the International Christian Fellowship, ICF Zurich, and the ICF Movement. Today, ICF is amongst the most influential Christian movements in Europe, with over 60 churches in 9 countries. In January 2017, ICF Zurich moved into their new location, a state-of-the-art event hall in Switzerland. It consists of a hall that can accommodate over 5,000 people, a vibrant children's church, and a hangout loft. That's not all. ICF has produced several worship albums. The Cutting Edge Church also has an online platform which broadcasts ICF's weekly services. Pastor Leo's preaching is shown regularly on various Christian TV channels, reaching over 200 countries worldwide. Every year, ICF Zurich holds the largest, most influential Christian conference in Switzerland, with thousands of attendees from more than 60 nations around Europe joining it. Pastor Susanna started the Ladies Lounge, an annual women's conference in ICF. The conference is not only held in Zurich, but in Germany, Netherlands, Austria, Israel, and Albania. Pastor Leo and Susanna have a great family. They are both proud parents of 2 sons, Stefan and Simon Bigger.
Come on! Come on. You know, here's the thing, everything starts as a seed. Your life is a seed. The seed is super small. It's not like, whoa, but if you start planting your seed, the fruit and the harvest is around the corner. Point number two, nothing happens until the seed is planted. And here's the thing, I'm a farmer boy. My parents, they were a farmer. And you know, a seed is just a seed, is just a dream. That means dreaming big, but acting small means you're planting the seed. Without planting, that's actually a no-brainer, nothing will happen. But here is a story behind the story, because God gave Abraham and Jacob a promise. Four things in the Bible, I want to read it to you. God said, point number one, you will own your own land. You will be a great nation. You have a personal blessings. And you have an influence in all the nations. And when we read this, say, oh, wow, this is amazing. This is God. The promises are amazing and great. But here is the thing. When God gave Jacob this promise, you have a big nation, a lot of land. Do you know what Jacob really had? In the moment God gives you a promise, often reality and the promise is like this. Believe. Be happy. Don't give up. Dig in. Because the moment when God says you have a big land, Jacob owned, the whole land what Jacob owned was the gravestone of Abraham and Sarah. That's not a land. It's just a gravestone. Super small between reality and a promise. The second thing God said to him, you will be a big nation, a lot of people. In that moment when God gave him the covenant, he had about 10 to 15 people. That's not a nation. That's not even a small group. That's, I would call it a petit small, tiny small petit group. France. From here to there. Yeah. Yeah. The same thing in our lives. When you are sick, you are here. The promise of God, I can heal you. Yes. You are still single. You are 30 years of age, still single. Your nephew, niece is 12 years, already married. You feel here. And the promise of God, I want to have a family. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a job. God says one day you have your own company. Yeah. That means the moment you're planting something, please don't get nervous. Wow. The blessing is around the corner. The harvest will come. It's only a matter of time. Point number three, whatever I plant is what I will reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. With other words, if you sow nothing, you will reap nothing, right? If you sow something, you will reap something. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. With others, if you sow nothing, don't be surprised. Sometimes people coming up to me say, Pastor Leo, I don't like my life. I don't like the fruit of my life. I say, don't be surprised. What have you sown in your life? You're always reaping what you have sown. Of course, God can turn the mess into a message. That's because God is God. But you're reaping what you have sown in your life. About 5 years ago, I was in the UK. And you have to understand, Swiss people in UK, it's like America and Canada. Canada. Same language, but I don't know what's about Mexico. I don't know about culture. Here's the thing. There were about 150 pastors around, and there was one pastor, he was saying, I quit, I will give up. We have to close our church. We are running out of money. We are broke. You know what happens in that moment? Because we were pastors, we were standing around these dead pastors and we start to pray, God, we need a miracle. You're the God of miracles. We believe in you. You believe in you. Bring down money. Bring it. Bring down. Bring down. We prayed like crazy. And all of a sudden, I was the youngest pastor in that setting. God said to me, stop. God, we are praying to you. God said, what are you doing? Asking you for a miracle. God said to me, you are a funny pastor. You don't understand what you're doing. So what do you mean? If you have a need, plant a seed or sow a seed. If you have a need, plant a seed. The miracle, it's in your pocket. As long you guys have money, don't ask me, God, to give money. You have the money. I said, sorry, guys. I'm the Swiss guy. I don't want to interrupt the prayer meeting. But God said, that's not even a prayer. Everybody was shocked. Said, what do you mean by that? Said, sorry, God asking me, if we have money in our pocket, let's put the money here on the table and help that pastor out. I picked my phone and asked my bookkeeper, how much money do we have as a church on our bank account? It was 5 years ago. He was saying, $30,000, that's all we have. And I said, transfer all that money to the pastor. I don't know. Maybe he's weird. Not a good leader. Give all. And he said to me, all? I said, yes, all means all. And then he asked me a question, why all? I said, God spoke to me. If we have a need as a church and we have a need in Zurich, let's plant a seed right now. Because there will come a time in our church history when we have to raise money for the new building. And I don't want to have a church of 3,500 people asking God, you're the God of miracles. We believe in you. We believe in you. Send down the money from heaven. Then I will have to be after church will say, yes, the money is in the pocket. We will give. It's about 5 years ago. 2 years later, we were in a campaign raising money for our brand new building. And here is a picture about our building, the brand new building, Samsung Hall. Maybe you heard that name already. We had 25 churches around the globe, gave us our $365,000. I gave 30,000. We get back 10 times more. I wanna say to you, if you have a need in your marriage, if you have a need in your with your kids or company, don't eat all the seeds. Invested. Next point, I must be patient and not give up. I like that point because every farmer knows when the seed is in the ground, it's only a matter of time and harvest is around the corner, right? Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if, here comes the word if you're not discouraged and if you're not giving up. Because here's the thing, sometimes we're sowing, we're giving, we're believing, we trust God. We're not running away, but sometimes we wait a little bit for in our soul too long. God is never too early, God is never too late, God is always on time, but the on time is for us always too late, right? God has a kairos moment, is always on time. And here is the thing, even people in the Bible, they waited I know nobody likes that point. But here's the thing. Joseph, he waited 13 years. Abraham, 25. Is anybody in this room, you waited more than 40 years? You see, we read the Bible. 40 years he waited until the promise came to pass. Even Jesus, he waited 30 years. Why I'm using that? Because often we get discouraged. We say, God, what's about me? Have you forgotten me? Look, here's the thing. For more than 21 years, we were a portable church. Do you know what a portable church means? Here is a picture of a portable church. 21 years. This building is ugly. Look at this, it's ugly. And on the right-hand side, there were a club. And every Sunday morning when a preacher could boom, 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 boom. When the song was over, on the left-hand side, there were a train station. 21 years nightmare. You know what it means? We set up everything 12 o'clock in the morning. We were finished about 11 o'clock at Sunday night for 21 years. Do you know how many times I preached in another church? They had an amazing building, super kids ministry, the best coffee store on the planet Earth, the best LED wall, even a drum with glass like a house. You take this for granted, you have a house in the house. And sometimes I felt in my heart like this. You know, I know, you're shocked. Here's the thing, of course, I had the finger here. Yes, you have a building, oh, good for you, I'm so happy. Yeah, I see God's favor is with you. Yeah, I'm happy. Wow, nice car, nice. Wow, oh, you kids amazing. Wow, woo. You know, you will never show the finger, right? But in your heart, in my heart, for 21 years, I said, God, what are you doing? You want to kill me? Do you hate me? Have I sinned in my life? I'm not obedient. Have I done everything wrong? Everybody else has a building, a coffee store, a kids ministry, parking slots. And what's about me? I struggled, to be honest, for many years that I'm not getting jealous. Now, after 21 years, we moved in our brand new building. This next picture. This is the largest LED wall in Switzerland from Samsung. It's so sharp, you can see every wrinkle. It's good and sometimes no good. This LED wall cost $3 million. And I want to show you, after 21 years, we moved in a year ago in our brand new building. And here is the process of 10 years in 1 minute. Come on, come on. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo. You know, here's the thing. Sometimes our life is like a test. The 21 years was a test in my life. But every test becomes a testimony. This is my story. If you are here, you feel frustrated. If you're here, you're waiting for so long. I can tell you, your test will become your testimony. It's easy to say God is good, God is great, when everything goes smooth. But after 21 years, I can say, I didn't give up. I didn't run away. Stay until you see the promise fulfilled. In Psalm 125, verse 5 and 6, I want to read this Bible verse. Those who sow with tears will reap with song of joy. Those who go out weeping carry seeds of sown, return with songs of joy, carry sheaves of them. In other words, when you're crying, when you think, God, where are you? God personally takes care for you. The next point, the best time to plant is when? Now. Why now? He says, Ecclesiastic. Yeah, that's just in the Bible. Verse 1, verse 5. 11, 5, 4. Those who wait for the perfect weather will never plant seeds. And those who look a very cloud will never reap a harvest. When should they start? Wow. Now. Yeah. Not tomorrow. Yeah. Not tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Now, because your life is like a seed. I want to tell you an amazing story. Maybe you heard about that story. It's actually an American story. It's your story. There were two friends, the Harley and the other friend's name was Davidson. The Harley and the other guy was the Davidson. In the year 1903, they said, let's build one bike. They had a dream, one bike. In the second year, they built two bikes. In the third year, five bikes. In the fourth year, 50 bikes. In the year 1907, they said, oh, hey, it works. Let's start a company. You know the name of the company? Harley Davidson Motor Company. They started with $14,000. A seed, a dream. They planted, and 100 years later, in the year 2017, last year, that's my bike. Here is the thing, that's the newest Harley Davidson breakout, super fast, super loud. You know why I drive a Harley Davidson? Because there were two friends. They had a dream. You have a dream to change your school. You have a dream to change your family. Maybe your city, your neighborhood. It starts super small. You're winning one person for Christ, then a second one, a third one, a fifth one, then you 100 people, then you 1,000 people, then you 10,000 people. Say, why are you now? We're now 10,000 people. You know, you planted one seed and it starts to grow. In closing of the message, I always reap more than I sow. This is the reason why I invest my life into the kingdom of God. Into the kingdom of God. Mark 4 verse 8, still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produces a crop, some multiplying 30. Can I hear an amen? Some 60. Amen. Some 100 times. One seed, throw it 100 times. In closing of the Harley Davidson story, in the year 2017, was last year actually, you can read the next slide. Harley Davidson sold 329 Harleys around the globe. 1 billion. One flipping billion. I don't know how much you earn. This is one flipping billion. 1 billion. You know why? So simple. They had a dream. And every dream looks so small. And every vision, every gifts and talents, even your purpose, your calling in your life, even when you're starting a ministry, looks so small. It starts small. But you plant your seeds. You wait. And you're not giving up. You believe there comes a time of harvest. It's around the corner. And when you're not giving up, you will reap 30, 60, and 100 times. In any of the message, I would love to pray with you guys. Maybe you're here for the very first time. You have never given your life to Jesus Christ. Some people right now, you feel disconnected with God. You lost somehow the peace with God. And I believe always there's a moment where God gives us an invitation to get right with God again. Or you're backslidden Christian, or you're not on fire anymore. I don't know what's happening in your life, but I would love to give you an invitation from God Almighty. And I want to ask you in a minute to close your eyes, and I will count on three. And I want to ask you to lift up your hands. And this is not for me. Sometimes you have to say to your soul, I am in. Here I am, God. Use me, lead me, guide me, forgive me, revive me, awake me. Can we close our eyes for a moment? Maybe you never have given your life to Christ, or you feel like backslidden, or maybe you're not on fire anymore. Right now, you know, if I will die today, I'm not sure if I will be together with God in heaven. And there's always a moment when God gives us an invitation. And you feel right now in your spirit, this is your moment. The moment you say to your soul, to your spirit, I am with Christ. If you want to come home to Christ for the very first time, or you're like a backslidden Christian, or you feel not connected with God anymore, when I count on three, I want to ask you boldly, when all the eyes are closed, please give God a sign. And then I would love to pray with you. In 1, 2, 3. Lift it up high, boldly. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. High. Somebody else here, thank you so much on this side. Thank you so much on the back. Somebody else here. That's your decision, your invitation from God. Is anybody else here? Thank you on the back here. Thank you, the front. And let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for my unique life. Please forgive me all my sins and failures. I need your forgiveness. I give my life into your hands. I am yours forever. Lead me and guide me. Protect me and bless me. The Bible says when your prayer is prayer, you're born again. You belong to the family of God. I say, welcome home. You're forgiven. You are a part in the kingdom of God. And now before we close the service, and it's important for me, please not running out. We want to stay in that atmosphere of faith. Because I believe the body of Christ, the church, is a place where we fight together. And if you're here right now and you feel exhausted, you feel tired, you are very close to quit, to give up, because you're waiting for so long for a miracle, whatever area. And I believe in the power of prayer. And I believe when we pray together, in common, in the Spirit of God, God will answer our prayer request. I want to ask you in the next minute, if you sense in your heart, I need a fresh anointing. I need strength. I need peace. I don't know why God is doing what he's doing. I need really some touch of God. And please don't go home. We want to close the celebrations together. Then please, I want to ask you, while everybody gets up on their feet, please come to the front. We have a prayer team here, and we would love to pray with you, and then we will finish the church celebrations together. Please come to the front and say, I need prayer. I am tired. I need really, really a miracle. Because church is a body. We fight together. We pray together. Can I ask you the rest to stand on the feet? We love to worship God, and the rest, please come to the front and receive some prayers right now. If you feel tired, you need really a touch of God, this is your moment.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.